This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Once upon a time, gold was at $1,700 an ounce. That time was the start of 2013. It has been a tough year for gold, which this morning is trading at $1,236 an ounce in New York. What does that tell us about the economy? Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Kelley Business School professor Andreas Hauskrecht is adamant about what falling gold prices tell us. Not much.
Gold is the worst indicator for how people feel about the economy at all.
If we can't say what it means, we might be able to answer why gold prices are falling. One theory, rising interest rates luring investors to other investments. Another, we're a little less freaked out about the economy than we have been. Campbell Harvey is a finance professor at Duke University.
Gold has traditionally been thought of as something that has been thought of as disaster protection.
A hedge against bad times.
Now that the economy is returning to a more normal situation, that disaster demand is evaporating effectively.
But his research finds gold isn't the great hedge investors think it is. Prices, he says, are just too volatile. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.